This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Finland would exchange several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty. He said from Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts.
आज विश्व एक अस्थिरता और अनिश्चितता के दौर से गुजर रहा है ऐसे ग्लोबल एनवायरनमेंट में भारत और यूरोप दुनिया की दो बड़ी डिप्लोमेटिक पावर्स अपने संबंधों के सुनहरे दौर में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग वैश्विक स्थिरता विकास और साझा समृद्धि को नई मजबूती दे रहा है
Prime Minister Modi said India and Finland are unanimous that military conflict alone cannot resolve any issue. Mr. Modi noted at the beginning of 2026, a historic India-European Union free trade agreement was signed. He said this agreement will further strengthen trade, investment and technological cooperation between India and Finland.
2026 ki shuruaat mein aitihasik Bharat-European Union free trade agreement hua. Ye agreement Bharat aur Finland ke beech ट्रेड इन्वेस्टमेंट और टेक्नोलॉजी सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और सस्टेनेबिलिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में भारत और फिनलैंड महत्वपूर्ण साझेदार हैं
प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ फिनलैंड अराइव्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली यस्टरडे ऑन अ फोर डे स्टेट विजिट टू इंडिया प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्रेट द 11th एडिशन ऑफ रायसीना डायलॉग इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस इवनिंग President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme this year is Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. The three-day conference will witness participation of around 2,700 participants from 110 countries. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar has filed his nomination papers for the Rajya Sabha elections today. The nomination was filed at the Bihar Legislative Assembly in Patna before the secretary. Mr. Kumar earlier announced that he will contest the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections, marking a major political development in Bihar. Some JDU workers protested outside the Chief Minister's residence in Patna, saying that people had voted in the name of Nitish Kumar in 2025 Assembly elections. Earlier, BJP had announced two candidates for the Rajya Sabha elections, including national leader Nitin Naveen, while NDA ally Upendra Kushwaha is set to get a second consecutive term. Conflict in West Asia has further intensified as Iran launched its 19th wave of Operation True Promise 4 amid strikes from joint US-Israeli forces. We have a report.
The Israeli Defense Forces today said that several missiles were launched from Iran. Iran has also threatened to target Israel's Dimona nuclear site if Israel and the US seek to topple the Iranian regime. Amid strikes from Iran, Qatar has said that the relevant authorities are evacuating residents living in the vicinity of US embassy as a temporary precautionary measure. Saudi Arabia has also said that its air defense systems intercepted and destructed several drones. UAE's Ministry of Defense also claimed that its air defense systems successfully intercepted ballistic missiles. On the other hand, Israel has also begun another wave of strikes over Iran. The Israeli Air Force attacked and destroyed ballistic missile launcher armed and ready for launch towards Israel in the Qom area in Iran. Meanwhile, preparations are underway at the Tehran's Grand Musalla for the placement of the body of Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, who was killed in the US-Israel joint strike. With Chirag Jha, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.